The first game went really well. I spent most of my time on the sideline watching OD and Virgil and those guys, and just continuing to learn and just feed myself the game plan and just get everything down so that I can go out there and be comfortable and just play ball. That's what it's about.
How helpful has OD been for you the last week?
He's been very helpful. I think everyone here has been helpful, especially in the tight end group. They've been helping me with everything, as well as the coach. And right now, I'm in a place right now where all I have to do is just continue to keep learning, and everything will come.
Were you expecting to have a bigger role or hoping for more snaps?
No, the coach told me prior to the game that I would be limited, just so that I can get comfortable with everything, the system, and I agreed. I said, yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think that I need to get everything so that when I go out there, I can be on the same page as Peyton. I don't have to worry about asking questions. I can just go and just play.
On the one pass thrown to you, though, it mm-hmm. looked like it was a hole. Did you feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, whether he was holding me or, whatever it is, the play didn't go through. We didn't make the play. It didn't happen. But there's plenty of opportunity for that. We lost the game. Everything that happened in that game stays in that game. We know what happened. We penalties, mistakes, just cost us the game. And the guys around here, they know that we have to get better, as a team, and continue to be cognizant of all the things that we're doing so that we won't put ourselves in a place where we're behind or we're just digging holes. You know what I mean? So we just have to continue to play together as one.
You have to remind yourself to stay patient. If this is going to come, you're going to find a bigger role here?
Oh, yeah. It's all about being patient. I've been patient all my life. It'll come. Everything happens at the right time.
What's the kind of the dynamic in the locker room when Tlaib gets a suspension for the eye poke? There's plenty of chatter outside of here. What's the dynamic in here among you guys?
I know Tlaib. I know him really well, and I'm sure the rest of my teammates know him as well. I don't think he would intentionally do anything to harm someone, especially in this game. I strongly believe that it was an accident. He didn't mean it. He came on the bus and he was telling me, he was like, I didn't mean to do it. I feel bad that the guy got poked in the eye. I didn't mean it. And when emotions start to roll, then, sometimes we can act on certain things and accidents happen. It was completely an accident because I don't think he's that kind of guy. Everyone loves him. I mean, he's just, even when, before I got here, he called me and said, Vernon, welcome. Let's get going. He's a great dude.
What's it say about the tight end room and OD and Bird specifically that they are so welcoming and helpful? They could be a good teammate, but not necessarily overly helpful. What's it say about them?
Says that they're good teammates. Says that they're all about helping the next man, and that's what it's about. I feel like if OD or Virgil came in, I would step outside of my box and help them as well. But it's just grateful to have that.
You had a long week, but I imagine meeting your brother on an NFL field never gets old. Were you able to kind of soak that in a little bit?
Yeah, it was first time playing against my brother, but everyone kept asking all week long, how does it feel to play against your brother? It's cool, but I have to remember, what the purpose of us traveling for and playing against the Colts. Well, what was the purpose? And the purpose was to go and win the football game. But unfortunately, we didn't. We couldn't pull through on that end. But like I said, there's plenty of opportunity. We have to get ready for the next one. And that's what we have practice for. Practice is all about getting better and putting the last game behind and moving on to the next.
So when Akiva talked to some of the guys, what's been the overall reaction from the rest of the teammates to, what happened and the suspension?
There was really no reaction because everyone knows Tlaib, especially in this locker room. I haven't played with Tlaib that long, but I met him before in the past and through, we have mutual friends. And he's always been a gentleman, just a great guy, great guy. I don't think anyone was too surprised because they know this guy. They know he's not out to harm anyone. He's all about helping his team win. He's all about making plays and getting to the next level. And that's what it's about. That's what he's about. That's what he represents. I think at the end of the day, we all support Tlaib. And I don't think that he meant to do anything to harm anyone.